the doctor. Give me the news. Don't put glassware in your caboose.
That's the, if you take anything away from the show this morning, it's what Brad just sang there, that bit of advice in the song Doctor, Doctor. Now, these are real medical stories that we get here from the medical journals, and we were required to read the legal disclaimer. Please remember, Brad and John are not doctors in real life. We only play them on the radio. But we are board certified in malpractice. So this is one of those deals where you know, you injured yourself in some kind of stupid, knuckleheaded way, and you don't want to have to tell the doctor the real story. Maybe you just you don't even go to the doctor when you really need to, or you need, or go to the emergency room just because you
maybe
don't want to have to tell them what happened.
Maybe it'll work itself out.
You know, you lie about it or something, or, you know.
I slipped.
Yeah, yeah. So this is one of those stories from Nepal is where this happened. And it involves a 47-year-old guy who was finally, after holding out for a couple of days, he said, all right, I got to go in. I have to go in.
A couple days after what?
This isn't going to just take care of itself. I'm going to have to go in and get professional help. This is probably also one of those things where you don't go to your buddy to try to get some assistance on this. Yes, he had, as you sang in the song.
You have any long needle-nose pliers?
As you sang in the song, this involved a water glass somehow finding itself up the backside. So our guy arrived at the emergency room 3 days later, 3 days after the incident, a full 3 days where that thing was in there.
Now, I've heard of cupping, but this is something different.
Now, he says, first of all, I was drunk. Now, that's where a lot of these things start. These embarrassing things that you don't want to...
I was using the glass for its proper reason.
Where you don't want... That's a hell of a way to get drunk that way. I guess it's kind of a fast way to do it. But a lot of these embarrassing stories that you know, the ones you don't want, you hesitate to tell the doctor the true, it begins with drinking. And I don't know if he actually walked in. I'm not sure how he got in there, but he was in an incredible amount of pain. So they perform an X-ray, and doctors try to remove the drinking glass from the backside with a... with their hands or with a piece of equipment. But they could not get a proper grasp on the glass because it was inverted. So,
and you don't want to break it.
No. So then they try to move the glass out by squeezing the lower intestine. That had to have been fun. That doesn't work.
Like cake icing.
Yeah. No.
Not going to work.
That was a little too high up, so that's not working. And then they performed, boy, I don't think you want this to happen to you, an exploratory laparotomy. Wait, what was that?
Just doing? Like, you know, that police thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's bad.
Yes. sir, we're going to have to do a laparotomy. Oh, God. Yeah. So he was in the hospital. So they laparotomied him. And they got the drinking glass out of there. And it's my understanding it was intact. So, you know, they're able to, here's
you
the good,
keep this?
Here's the good news.
No, thank you.
Yeah, and, you know.
Well, it is a matching set at home. So if you could, please, I'd like to take that home.
Doctor, please tell me the glass has been saved. Yes. It was a keepsake.
Yes. From my mother.
Yeah, it really was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Don't put glassware in your caboose.
Don't do that now. Come on. Believe it or not, there might be some even bigger knuckleheads showing up this morning, and I can't believe it's news at 6:45 this morning.
More Brad and John next.
Oh boy.
KISM.